We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
If you've never sipped a Hudson Valley hard cider, you might want to pop open a bottle, pour, and enjoy the effervescence.
A really high quality beverage that could stand up to great wine, and you can have with, you know, pair with food, and that can last, could store in your cellar for a year or two and actually improve.
34-year-old Josh Morgenthau is passionate about hard cider. He's part of a growing community of cider makers.
You know, at a state level, in terms of small craft cideries, 10, 12 years ago, there were about 10 in the whole state. There's now over 80.
A hard cider rebirth, a renaissance.
The name of our hard cider is Treasury Cider, and that's, of course, an homage to my grandfather and his career.
Josh Morgenthau is the third generation to oversee Fishkill Farms in Dutchess County. His grandfather, Henry Morgenthau Jr., purchased the property amid the rolling hills of the Hudson Valley in 1913.
He met and then became close friends with another Hudson Valley landowner named Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
FDR made Morgenthau his Secretary of the Treasury, ergo the name of the hard cider today. Josh's father is another prominent New Yorker, former Manhattan District Attorney Robert Morgenthau.
Something people don't realize about my father is that he was really passionately committed to this farm all throughout his political career, so he was here every weekend.
The tradition continues. Josh Morgenthau didn't study agriculture. He was an artist, a painter in Brooklyn. But the lure of the family farm beckoned.
It's in my blood. It's part of our family heritage. That's really important to me, the preservation of farmland. Our community in the Hudson Valley, in New York, you know, and like the rest of the country, our roots are agricultural, and open space, parks, forests, and farms, they're part of our heritage, and they're, I think, part of the soul of our community. And when we lose them, I think we lose something that we can't replace. There's not, when a farm goes out of business and gets sold for development, it never goes back. So for me, it's like this is a precious resource that needs to be guarded and protected.
In addition to his own lineage, Morgenthau is keenly aware of the deep roots of apples and cider tracing back to colonial America.
One of the first things that settlers did when they came to these shores from Europe was plant apple trees. And most of those trees were not just for fresh eating, because without cold storage, you could only keep an apple for a few weeks. So they might have a big harvest of apples. They could eat them for a few weeks, but then they had to find another way to preserve them. And that way was through fermentation. And so they would, most of the trees that were planted went to hard cider. And everyone who had a little homestead farm had a back orchard behind their homestead, and they would make, you know, a few barrels of hard cider to get them through the winter. and so for centuries, hard cider was the number one alcoholic beverage in the country, and probably the number one beverage in some cases, you know, when water quality wasn't so great. Folks would drink hard cider because they knew that that little bit of alcohol would kill any pathogens. So, you know, there are definitely stories of people drinking hard cider with breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You know, it was this integral part of our food culture for centuries. And then Prohibition came along.
Morgenthau cultivates 80 varieties of apples, some of which have been used for cider making for centuries.
The Esopus Spitzenberg is a, you know, Ulster County apple that was found as a seedling in, you know, Ulster County just across the river from us, and then became one of the most popular apples in the country, and was Thomas Jefferson's favorite apple. So he had a whole planting of Esopus Spitzenberg at his estate in Monticello. We actually got some of our trees from their nursery in Monticello. So that's an exciting historic connection. Another historic variety is the Newtown Pippin. Was a chance seedling discovered on the Newtown Creek in what is now Queens, New York, when it was still farmland.
He's striving for quality, not quantity, a beverage that can rival wine.
If you have the right apples, if you get them into the cidery and you sort of treat them with respect and good sanitation, and patience is the key. For instance, we usually do our primary fermentation. That's when the cider is actively bubbling and the sugars are converting to alcohol and CO2, we let that run for a month or 2 months at a cooler temperature, whereas more commercial cideries would try to get it done in 5 or 6 days so they could put that cider in a can and get it onto shelves. You know, a lot of cideries are trying to turn their tanks over 30, 40 times a year. Our tanks only see one batch a year.
That's it.
So this is small
batch craft hard cider.
Yeah, and that patience, the giving the cider the time that it needs to ferment a little more slowly and then to age in tank, really makes a big difference. As with wine, some of the flavors and the kind of what I call the harsh edges start to integrate, and you get a much more balanced, pleasing, and kind of elegant beverage if you give it the right amount of time. In the new bottle.
To your health.
To your health.
Here we go. It's not what I expected at all.
Yeah?
So
how is it different from what you expected?
You hear cider, you think it's going to be super sweet, syrupy, almost too sweet. There's a tartness in there that is, it's not overpowering, but it's very nice on the tongue, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think, again, cider is wine. It's wine made with apples and not grapes. And so, like wine, I'm making ciders that I want to drink and that I want to enjoy with food. And, you know, when you have a super sweet drink that doesn't have the tartness to balance that sugar out, it's really not something you'd want to have with a meal.
Fishkill Farms suffered in the 1980s and 90s, but then people once again yearned for local produce, and now they desire a local beverage with a rich history. Josh says his father, former DA Robert Morgenthau, will drink to that.
He just turned 99.
99?
Yeah, and going strong.
Must be the cider.
All those apples couldn't have hurt.
In East Fishkill, Sean Adams, WCBS News Radio 880.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.